Assalamu alaikum, and thank you for joining us for this special holiday edition of the Farrakhan Speaks podcast. This week's podcast is drawn from The Truth About Christmas, delivered December 23rd, 1984. We'll pick up with Minister Farrakhan explaining the true aim of those who promote Christmas as a holiday.
The real object of the holidays is to commercialize on the ignorance of the public. Many of the people that you are spending your money with this Christmas don't even believe in Jesus. But for the last 2 months, we have been hearing Silent Night. Come on, brother. If you can go out on the night that Jesus is celebrated and see, is it a silent night? It certainly is not a holy night. The shepherds quake, all right, at the sight of drunken men and women, cutthroat men and women, gambling men and women, cocaine snorting and dope shooting men and women, reefer smoking men and women, adulterous, fornicating, and freakish men and women, looking for some place to go on Christmas Eve. Where's the party? They ask. Who's got the joints? They ask. Where's the coke? They ask. Things don't go better with Jesus, they go better with coke. Where's the coke, man? All of this we do in celebration of the birth of a holy and righteous prophet. Of course, they say the wise men came to him bringing him gold, frankincense, and myrrh as gifts. And so the wicked commercial scientists have set it up so that Christmas is a time when you give gifts to members of your family. That would be all right if you gave the gift in the name of Jesus and told the truth, that the greatest gift that God gave to the world was this gift of the life and mission and work of this man Jesus. And because God so loved the world that he gave to us, as the scripture says, his only begotten Son, out of his love to redeem us, we want to give gifts to one another in commemoration of the greatest gift of all, the gift of God's messenger, the gift of God's child, the gift of God's son, the gift of God's spirit in the man named Jesus. But you don't do it like that. The merchants don't do it like that. Go downtown and see all the lights. And look at the lights that are burning in your house. Though you can hardly pay the light bill, now you got candles strung up in every room. Got a tree that you bought for $35 to $50. Jesus wasn't born under a tree, but you got a tree in your house, cut down out of the forest. You decked it with silver, not real silver, tinsel. Not even real tinsel. Something that looked like it. Just run it over the tree. Little balls that you put on the tree, and don't forget your star that you hang at the top. You got a big picture of Santa Claus. Red, white. Red and white suit. Who comes down from the North Pole with his reindeer. The little children are singing Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer. They got sleighs all downtown singing jingle bells, jingle bells. Fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. And bring your money, fool. And bring your money, fool. And buy what you cannot afford. To keep the merchants rich and business thriving for another whole year based on the ignorant spending of those of the poor who have no money, but they have the love of one another. And the wicked merchants commercialize on the spirit of the people and the love of the people for one another that keep them fat, and they wax rich at Christmas time because you have to go out and buy a sweater for your friend, or a headscarf, or a pocketbook, or buy a cigarette lighter, or buy a pipe for your Coke friends. You hear what I'm saying? Buy furniture, buy automobiles. Spend, 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 spend. And the rich, when they're asked, how are the holidays? They say, Merry Christmas. It's merry, merry, merry all the way to the bank. Merry Christmas. Brinks have to send their trucks to cart away the money spent by the ignorant on a day that Jesus wasn't even born on. What did you say, Farrakhan? Yes, this is what I said. Jesus wasn't even born on December the 25th. But what do you care? What do you care? It's just another holiday. A day when black folk don't have to work anymore. A day when you don't have to punch the clock anymore. It's an old carryover from slavery. It's master's holiday, so the slaves said, let me make some fun too. While we do not understand that we are making mockery of this holy and righteous servant of Almighty God. The messenger says that the merchants' pockets are made fat for Christmas. The tobacco factories, the beer and the whiskey traffic, and wine. These three things, beer, wine, and whiskey, find a great sale at Christmas time. Also, much wild game is bought, and the fattest pig that the farmer can produce is bought. And all of these things, especially intoxicating liquors and the eating of swine flesh and drunkenness, dancing and gambling, are done on the day that they commemorate for a man that they claim to have been a perfect, holy, and righteous son of God. But there is no holy worship on that day for him. Some of you will go to a midnight service on the 24th, sincerely thinking and believing that you are worshiping and honoring Jesus Christ. And you will go to church, and you, my dear reverend, will have a big Christmas tree sitting up in the church, decked out. Now, listen to your little brother. Let me tell you where it all began, and how it began, and what it's all about. So then, if you want to carry this on this December the 25th, you go right ahead. But after today, you'll do it in knowledge and not in ignorance. And if you continue to carry on foolishness after you know better, then you deserve the chastisement of Almighty God. Go find a Christmas card to send to our friends. And so we go, and at this time of the year, they have many lovely cards with nice words in them. But on many of those cards, you see the word Xmas greetings. Not Christmas greetings, but Xmas greetings. In the language of mathematics, X stands for the unknown. What is unknown? Is it that the day of Jesus' birth is unknown? Or is it that the people don't even know who they're worshiping on that day? Happy Xmas. They say, well, that's just the contracted version. That's just the shortened version. It's too long to say Christmas, so we say Xmas. But the wise people who make the cards They know that the ignorant are not able to pick up on their symbolic language. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has made us well aware of what they're saying and the subtleties of what they're saying.
That's right.
Our question is, was Jesus born on December the 25th? If Jesus was not, who was? We already know that our carrying on that day is the way you'd carry on for the worship of Satan. Agree with me. The way we carry on that day is the way you would carry on for the worship of the birth of Lucifer. Not the birth of the Son of God. And there were certain shepherds abiding in the field, tending their flock by night. Listen to the words of the scripture. And there were certain shepherds abiding in the field, tending their flocks by night. Where Jesus was born is a tiny place in the Middle East called Palestine. It is now called Israel. In the state of Palestine, 2,000 years ago, as in 1984, what is the weather condition of Palestine in December the 21st or 25th? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught us, and the scholars and theologians who are serious agree, that in December in Palestine, there are no shepherds abiding in the field tending any flocks, because this is a cold and rainy season in Palestine. Right now, at night, it's cold, it's rainy. The scholars agree that the birth date of Jesus was not known and is not known. And the reason that his birth date is not known is because at the time of his birth, those Jewish scholars who were acquainted with the prophecies were expecting the birth of one who would curse them. He would be their last prophet, and that he would curse them for their unbelief. So you know from the reading of the scriptures that Jesus was hated before he even came to birth, and they were planning to kill him even before he was born. So if God is as wise as we know God is, and he wanted his servant to come to birth, he would have to hide the exact date of his birth from everyone except his own mother and his own father. You say, what do you mean his own father? God was his father. I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon. God is not slipping around getting little virgin girls pregnant on cold winter's nights or on hot summer days. God Almighty, the perfect, the pure, the holy, the undefiled, has no need to impregnate little virgin girls and hang the rap on Joseph. I think like Michael Jackson sang, it ain't mine. The girl is mine, but the child ain't.
Go ahead.
Well, just a little laugh, it helps to get the truth down a little easier. Now, my beloved brothers and sisters, I hope you will reason with me in our listening audience, and don't you think that I am not a lover of Jesus and one who wants to honor and respect his name and work. I am with you to love him and to honor him and to respect him. But we must know the truth. Jesus, according to Paul in the book of Romans, Paul said he was the seed of David according to the flesh. And he was declared to be the Son of God according to the Spirit of holiness. What does this mean? If he was from the lineage of David, David was a natural man. A natural man carrying the natural sperm that is for the procreation and continuation of that bloodline. Joseph was of the lineage of David. And it was Joseph who was actually the father of the flesh of the man named Jesus. In fact, the Jews in the scriptures of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John asked the question, is this the carpenter's son? God is not a carpenter. He's a master builder. But Joseph was a carpenter. And Joseph was the father of Mary's baby. But the spirit of holiness, the righteousness of Jesus, the complete and perfect ability of the man to submit his will to the will of God. You can't charge that to Joseph. So God is his father according to the spirit of holiness. But if you say that God is a spirit, spirits don't have sperm, and spirits don't impregnate women. And if your daughter, whom you love so much, would come home to you tonight and say to you, Mama, I'm pregnant. How did it happen? I was walking by the church the other day. And a spirit came upon me. And that which I have within me is of the Holy Ghost. I am the modern virgin of the Virgin Mary. If your daughter said that to you, you would smack her face, throw her down, and tell her, look here, you filthy woman, you better tell me who is the man. You wouldn't say the man, you'd say something else. But you know if she's pregnant, a spirit didn't do it. If she is pregnant, there had to be a man somewhere. Well, what about artificial insemination? I don't care whether it's artificial insemination. They would have nothing to inseminate unless there was the seminal fluid from a real live man.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Farrakhan Speaks podcast. To purchase today's lecture in its entirety, go to store.finalcall.com. Next week's podcast will be taken from Envy Among Black Leaders and Organizations. And remember to log on to the website of the most widely circulated black newspaper in the country for all of your news and information. The Final Call at finalcall.com.